Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining me.
Certainly my pleasure.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on, of course, when it comes to COVID-19 and everything and how communities are getting involved. And joining us now is American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford, who is joining us. And throughout the emergency items, American Legion National Commander continues to lead the nation's largest veterans organization. And, Commander, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for the invitation, Ron. It's an honor, though, to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Well, around here, again, very important in what we do with our military. We have Camp Ripley very close by, and, of course, with the American Legion posts here in Little Falls and our surrounding communities. What have you seen, Commander, when it comes to COVID-19, and how is the American Legion kind of helping out with this?
Well, Ron, the American Legion wholeheartedly endorses the recommendations of the government, the Center for Disease Control, and your state and local governments. We are endorsing the stay-at-home orders, just encouraging veterans to follow those recommendations. Wash your hands, practice that social distancing. But as we move farther into this, we are encouraging our Legion Post and Legion members to use teleconferencing, use the digital media available to maintain that contact with our veterans, and that's important. And I hope we'll get a chance to talk about some of the other things that we're doing as we go along.
Well, the big thing is, too, what are some of the things that you're looking for? I know this kind of took precedent over everything else, but when it comes to the American Legion on a yearly effort as a commander, you've got probably quite a few things that you're still able to do through the Legion.
Well, there is. Our biggest effort, and this is a new project that we started maybe a year ago, we've implemented a process called the Buddy Check, which is encouraging Legionnaires to check on their fellow Legionnaires and fellow veterans. If you remember going back to some of the World Wars we fought, we had battle buddies. But our Buddy Check program is encouraging our veterans to reach out to other veterans and just check on them, see how are you doing, is there anything we can do. And as that Buddy Check program has developed, we've included some enhanced Buddy Checks, and as we reach out to veterans to find out how they're doing, we're making offers to go to the grocery store, go to the pharmacy, run errands, give those veterans a chance and the opportunity to understand what social distancing is, and just provide our help and support in any way we can.
Talking this morning with the commander of the American Legion. Anything else that you really wanted to make sure to address to our listeners this morning?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to always be aware of is veteran suicides. We're still having 22 veterans a day committing suicide, and COVID-19, I think, is not having an impact, but it's a potential issue, because veterans who are contemplating those actions, the isolationism, the separation, and our Buddy Checks are a way that we're trying to help and make sure those veterans feel that there's still somebody out there looking to help, wanting to help, looking to be part of their lives. But as we move forward, we need to make sure that we publicize the VA crisis line. That's 1-800-273-8255. And press 1 for veterans, but that crisis line is just one of the options that is available if we find somebody in a crisis situation, or encourage a veteran to call that number if they're feeling lonely, depressed, isolated, or in any way separate. We want all veterans to realize we're here for you. Encourage them to let us help them.
And if somebody wants more information on the American Legion, Commander, where can they go?
We're always available on the World Wide Web at legion.org. I encourage everybody or anybody to check us out, check out our programs, our policies, programs, the things that we do, and the benefits that we offer, and the encouragement that we hope everybody feels.
Well, thank you very much for your service, and again, being the commander of the American Legion, great organization. Continued success during these trying times, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.